This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And here on ScoresBroadcast.com, here at the Piqua Garbury Gymnasium for the second game of our doubleheader between the Ansonia Tigers and the Rush Raiders. My name is Brandon Coverman, alongside me, Chuck McPhee. You guys might have just listened to our Shelby County battle here a little bit ago, where the Fort Laramie Redskins took down the Fairlawn Jets 56-32 to advance to a sectional final here. In our second game here tonight, the Ansonia Tigers taking on the Rush Raiders, the 16-seed Tigers, the 8-seed Raiders here in the Southwest District sectional semifinal matchup. The second game, like I said, here tonight. Chuck, we take a look at this game here tonight. The Ansonia Tigers coming out of the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, coming under first-year head coach Josh Moore. They are 6-16, 2-9 overall in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, and a chance for Ansonia to try to play a little bit of spoiler. We said with this new format, it's really going to feature the two leagues of the Shelby County League and the Western Ohio Athletic Conference.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, what Ansonia, I mean, they got a break. They're sitting the Rushi from the past 4 years, but they're still a really good basketball team. So they're going to have probably their best game of the year if they want to stay.
Well, and you take a look at this Ansonia team. They did face the Rushi Raiders last year in the first round of the tournament. The Raiders, of course, put it on them and reached their 29-0 state title run. But a new coach in Josh Moore this year, they improved their team win total from one win a season ago to five under Coach Moore here. And they're led by a young core, Grant Coppice at 12.5 a game, Jacob Schmidtmeyer at 7.2 points a game, Ryder Sanders at 7 points a game, and Carson Toby at 5.4 points a game lead Coach Moore's squad this season. They average 43 points a game, but about 16 turnovers. You take a look through their schedule this year and who they beat. They beat Covington on opening night by one. They beat Bradford. They beat Calvary Christian. They have beaten Houston and National Trail. So 5 wins for the Tigers. You take a look on the flip side for the Roushey Raiders. And, of course, under first-year head coach Devin Lindbergh, who, of course, has been familiar and been an assistant on this team for the last couple years, now taking over as the head man. Interestingly enough, he used to be the head man at Ansonia, still teaches there now. So
really?
when I asked him about this matchup last week after the Raiders lost to Anna, he just smiled and he said, "We like our matchup. You know, we know who they are." He felt pretty confident that he knew them pretty well. And Coach Lindbergh's Raiders really kind of not spiraling out of control, but have lost 7 of their last 10 to complete this regular season and are looking to get back on track here tonight.
Yeah, not the direction you want to go, but you know what? You got to be careful. You run them off the court, and then you got to go see them tomorrow in school, so, as a teacher. So you got to pick your poison here and decide how you want to do this. But Roushey, compared to the schedule that Ansonia plays, Roushey much tougher, and that's what we saw in the first. Fairlawn was 11-11, but their non-league schedule is so bad that gets them to that, but I think that's good scheduling.
And again, we talked about, of course, prior to a little bit of the game, you and I talked a little bit, I said RPI.
Yeah.
We'll know, I mean, with that Larmy game, and that was the right idea for Coach Mitch Westerheide to hop on Fairlawn. But you take a look at overall this RPI, the WOAC, I think got some favorable seating compared to the Shelby County, who got the shaft. I think schools like Jackson Center, Larmy, Roushey got the shaft because of their tough scheduling, playing the MAC, playing teams like Jackson Center does in Indian Lake Wapak, Roushey playing teams like Bell Fountain and Troy Christian. I take a look at some of these WOAC schools, and it's convenient that all of them have found Calvary Christian.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of the MAC prep. I think that the old coaches go in on a Sunday and you have a tournament draw and you seed everybody. That's how you do it. But with all the super sectionals now, and it's not like the same teams come to Pickwell every year. So, you know, that's the problem. But the seeding is terrible. But 7 divisions is terrible too.
Well, take a look at the Roushey Raiders. They're led overall in scoring by Cooper Umfer, 10.2 points a game for Cooper. Second team all Shelby County League selection. He's followed up by honorable mention Grant Bergman at 8.3 points a game, 5.8 rebounds a game here today. We talked about, of course, this being a brand new Raiders team. Of course, they've heard it all year, and they're probably tired of hearing it, that they're kind of this new generation of Roushey Raiders. But they are who they are, and of course, 10-12 throughout the regular season. I think if you would have told me that prior to the regular season, I would have said anywhere from 8 to 11 wins. So, you know, for Coach Lindbergh to get to that side of 10 wins is pretty solid. And right now for them, a path to try to get their way and make this team pave their mark to a district final and possibly a regional. I mean, he said, Coach Lindbergh talking to him last week, he said, "I like our matchup against Frank Monroe. That's why I took that one play-in game. Play whoever we got to play, try to beat them, and get in, have a good matchup with FM, and then possibly looking down the road about a week and a half or so and possibly playing a rubber match with Aaron Kloffenstein's Jackson Center Tigers."
Yeah, but that'd be a good game too. So I'd be glad. That'd be kind of fun to watch that. So, but we got to get through these first rounds and, you know, enjoy the atmosphere and then the tradition of this tournament.
Well, Francis Schulze, and Roushey offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior tour requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are, for the Roushey Raiders, it's getting off to a fast start, forcing turnovers. See, the Raiders want to do a little bit of a run and jump tonight. And for Ansonia, it's slow the pace down. Of course, don't let, you know, a 5-10 point deficit morph into 15-20 here tonight. And those are the key building components of today's game, opening the doors to success for these two teams. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Francis Schulze in Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, homesteaders, and door specialists everywhere. You will have a blast when you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at the Laramie Brewing Company at 17 North Main Street in Fort Laramie. And the food at Laramie Brewing is not typically the greasy bar food. The current Lenten menu is amazing. For instance, a salmon filet and Brussels sprouts and cod sandwiches and shrimp tacos. Plus, you Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dip salmon pizza. There's always plenty of on the kids menu at the Laramie Brewery Company. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, and cheese pizza. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at Laramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Laramie. Of course, we hear Dwayne Bachman's voice. Of course, the voice of this Piqua sectional. And I mentioned to you a bit ago, Chuck, I said, I heard Dwayne's voice. I just know. I just know where I'm at.
It's tournament time. I'll tell you what. Between doing the scorebook and doing games on scores, this is my 46th straight Piqua tournament.
I think you could just write a book on all your memories.
I probably could. Some of them are really, I mean, there's some great games here through the years.
As I say, growing up, I've seen many, you know, thrillers, you know, throughout the games here tonight. Or throughout games tonight, hopefully we have a thriller here. And throughout the years, I should say, growing up, I remember being as young as 6 years old coming and seeing games here at Piqua Scarborough Gymnasium. So let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First, for the Ansonia Tigers, number 3, a 5'9 sophomore Ryder Sanders. Number 11, a 6'1 sophomore Graham Kappas. Number 22, a 5'11 senior Ben Bart. And number 23, a 6-foot junior, Jacob Schmidtmeyer. And also number 12, a 5'11 sophomore, Carson Wiss. For the Rushi Raiders, number 3, junior Cash Grogin. Number 4, freshman Paxton Bixler. Number 11, sophomore Grant Bergman. Number 21, senior Michael Boisard. And rounding out the lineup, number 5, senior Cooper Umberford. Well, Raiders control the tip here. Raiders going from right to left here on your internet dial phone we're looking at. Tigers going from left to right. Raiders in home white. And the Tigers of Ansonia in their road orange. The Raiders control the tip here. Grogin out front loses the basketball, and that's taken away there by Jacob Schmidtmeyer. Raiders in there man-to-man, out front to Wiss. Up top over to Kappas. Kappas gives it up over to Ben Barnes. Again, a very young Ansonia team relying heavily on this sophomore class. Barn on the right wing trying to get it into Wisp. Trying to break it away. It's a 15-foot jump shot up off the mark there, and Grant Bergman pulls down the board here for the Raiders. Comes Bergman up ahead in the forecourt. Loses the basketball. Two trips down for the Raiders and two turnovers to the Tigers. Sloppy start for Coach Lindbergh's squad here. Here comes Ansonia on the inside. Schmidtmeyer's shot is off the mark. 6:45 here to go in the opening period. No score yet between the Tigers and the Raiders. It was Bixler on the inside. He takes the short jump shot. That's off the mark. Boys are trying to get the rebound, and it's going to go the way of the Tigers. Kind of a sloppy start here for the Raiders in the early going.
Well, with the two turnovers, and that was a good shot by Bixler, just didn't fall.
Raiders going to pick up here in the full court, trying to challenge the Tigers here with a little bit of a run and jump. Tigers get through it, no problem. Now here at Sanders near the Piqua logo, waiting for his offense to set up here. Being guarded by the freshman Bixler, trying to go to the back door here to Bart, and that's blocked by Grant Bergman. Here comes Umberforth in the forecourt, weaving his way through the defense, going to the basket, and the Raiders strike first with 6:14 to go here in the first quarter. It's take by Umber for splitting the defense. Of course, he's been this leader of this Raider roster this year. And second team all-county selection by the coaches here in the Shelby County Athletic League. Up front, it's Wiss. Wiss on the right side on the exchange to Kappas. Knock is out top over to Jacob Schmidt-Meyer to the left side to Barn. Back up here's a three-pointer from Ryder Sanders. That's high off the mark. And Grant Bergman will storm in for the rebound, and he's fouled on the rebound there. I believe that's going to go against Coppice. We'll see who the official gives here. They do flash the double one there from Graham Coppice. His first team foul.
Bergman got some ups.
He does. He's kind of, it's been kind of been an up and down season for Bergman that we've kind of talked about, kind of growing into a role, and of course he'll be a huge factor for these Raiders the next two seasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Comes Grojean, foul line extended, jump shot is good from the lefty, Cash Grojean, and the Raiders lead 4-0 with 5:25 to go here in the first. Raiders come out with three-quarter court pressure, and Bixler trying to turn it over, gets a deflection, and it'll go the way of the Tigers. And Josh Moore, first-year head man, 6 wins on this season. They did defeat Union City in their final game of the season. Got 2 wins in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference this year. And the Tigers weaving their way through this Raider pressure. Out front, it's Coppice. Coppice trying to go left side. He's got his dribble picked up. Gives it up over to Ryder Sanders. Sanders out top, guarded by Bixler. Sanders driving his way to the basket. Throws up the teardrop, and that's no good. And Bergman will get the rebound. Up ahead over to Umberford, and it's going to throw that one away, and Graham Coppice will take that to the basket and get the Ansonia Tigers on the board. Raiders kind of careless there in the backcourt and turn that one over. He tried to outlet it to Umberford.
Yeah, this is kind of a start that you kind of expect them to have, but I think Rucci will get calm down here in a second.
Fixer left wing looking to drive, and there's an illegal screen on Michael Boisard. You see a couple of them called in that first game, and now I'm getting called pretty quickly here.
And the person that called that one, Kyle Bachman, his daddy's the one over here doing the announcing. So I told him, I said, Dwayne, don't say anything bad about this official. And he thought that was good.
Raiders make their first substitution. Maddox Gubo off the bench here. 4:36 here to go in the opening period. Raiders lead 4-2. As the Tigers will face the Raider full court pressure here. Top here, just running jump. It's kick ball there by the Raiders out front. We'll do it over again.
Kyle played eighth grade basketball for me. If there would have been a three-point shot back then, he averaged 18 points a game. He would have averaged 25.
And the Raiders forced a turnover there, and easy does it for Grant Bergman and executes off the Ansonia turnover. Of course, the Tigers average 16 turns a game. The Raiders getting some Ansonia pressure again, and Ansonia's going to get it right back. No, Kyle Bachman will say. He's
really?
Going to stay with the Ansonia Tigers. Raider fans disagreeing with that one.
Well, me too. I have to erase.
The 6-2 Raiders here, 4:19 to go here in the opening quarter. Trying to weave through that pressure here is Graham Coppice. Flips it over to the left side, over to Ryder Sanders. Out top it goes to Carson Wiss. Out to the left wing, over to Sanders. Sanders trying to look for a teammate, pressured by Bergman here. He gives up on the left wing, over to Jacob Schmidt-Meyer, and Schmidt-Meyer pushed out of bounds by Cooper Umberfer. Raider fans do not like that call there. That's the second team foul on the Raiders. Halfway through this first quarter.
Ansonia has a bad habit so far watching him play the first half of this quarter of getting the ball in terrible spots on the sideline, on the end line.
Coppice on that right block, trying to make a move, takes a shot, throws it up, and Bergman yet with another board for the Raiders. Bergman in the open floor, looking to dance his way to the basket. A little careless with it, picks it up, goes to Gubo. Gubo on the right side to Cash Grojean. Grojean going to that elbow, that's his spot, and he hits it. Nobody in his face there, and the Raiders lead 8-2 with 3:32 left in the first quarter. Sonia inbounding it right to that sideline, kind of like you talked about, Chuck, those spots that you don't want to necessarily inbound it at.
That's another defender.
We got a foul against Maddox Gubo. That's the third Raider team foul. Checking in for Ansonia, Trayton Spence, a 5'10 sophomore, and another 5'10 sophomore in Carter Haney will sub in for the Raiders for Michael Boisard. There's Graham Coppice, who gets the inbounds pass, working his way in the lane, looking for a teammate here. He's trying to harass the Tigers here. Here comes Schmidt-Meyer up on the left wing. Nice back cut there, but a block there by Grant Bergman, and a nice defensive play by the sophomore. Comes Bergman in the open floor, trying to find Haney, and another Raider turnover. Again, it's an 8-2 lead, but it's been a little sloppy, especially in the half court for the Raiders.
Yeah, that's four turnovers. That's too many.
Shot in the lane up there by Schmidtmeier off the mark. Here comes Maddox Skubo. Go above ahead to Cash Grojean. Over to Unverfurth. He's going to fire a three from the right wing. That's off the mark. Bergman fighting for the board. Over to Kubo. Here comes Haney. Haney left wing three. That's off the mark. And it's going to hit the support and go the way of the Tigers. Paxton Bixler will sub into the lineup. Of course, the Raiders, three-time defending regional champions, obviously very familiar with this floor here in Piqua.
Right. They're used to playing on a regular regulation court, too. That helps.
There's on the inside. Get a turnover, and Cash Grojean will dart to the basket, and the Raiders lead 10-2. We got a timeout, 2:23 to go here in the first. Rushi leads Ansonia 10-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, back here on Scores Broadcast, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, as the Rushi Raiders lead the Ansonia Tigers 10-2, and what a start for Cash Grojean, 6 points for him so far, and the Raiders get another turnover, and Maddox Skubo lays it in, and the Raiders lead 12-2. Just that Raider pressure, too much here for the Tigers in the early going, Chuck.
Well, they're so weak with the basketball, so any pressure is just causing them to turn it over.
Sam Evers in the lineup here. As there's a shot in the lane, it's Graham Coppice. 12.5 a game for him, and he's got the first four Tiger points here as they cut the lead for the Raiders to 8. Go over on the right wing to Bixler, back on top to Bergman. Aside to Carter Haney. Haney looking to drive, gives it over to Cash Grojean. But you got it tipped by Evers. He's going to stay with the Raiders here. The Raiders have a pair of subs coming in. Michael Boisard and Cooper Umberforth in for the Raiders. And again, the Raiders can win here today. They'll face another WOAC opponent in Frank Monroe at 3:30 on Saturday here, following Jackson Center in Newton. All up on the elbow, back to Boisard, trying to look for Umberforth on the inside. Goes to Haney, the left side. He'll fire a three. His shot rattles around and out. Umberforth with the board. He'll take the little 10-footer and rattle it home. Nice play by Cooper Umberforth to stick with it. And he's got 4 points, and the Raiders lead by 10. And the Raiders with the pressure. The Tigers able to break it. They got a little bit of a fast break. Here comes Evers in the lane. His shot's up and in. Nice play by Sam Evers. And he scores 14-6. The Raiders lead the Tigers. Right side, here's Maddox Skubo, under a minute to go here in the quarter. And easy does it, Maddox Skubo. He just blew by his defender to the basket. Here comes the Raiders with the pressure again. Tigers not even really pushing that ball up the floor at all.
No. That was the best press break they've had so far, the one they just had.
On the left side, it's Evers. Evers up top, back over to Graham Coppice. He's going to let the three fly. We can tell why Graham Coppice averages 12.5 a game. He's got 7 in this opening quarter here for the Tigers. 16-9, the Raiders lead Ansonia. Let's see if the Raiders try to hold the last shot here. They give it to Carter Haney. He'll take the deep two. His shot's off the mark. Weak side rebound for Boisard. Boisard going up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. That three felt big for Ansonia to try to stay in this game early on because of how they struggle with the press.
Yeah, they're not getting better at breaking the press. So that three, you're right. I mean, those 9 points, that's a lot of points for turning the ball 5 times.
First free throw up and in for Boisard. As he cracks the scoring column, returning to the lineup is Jacob Schmidtmeier for the Ansonia Tigers. Again, the only senior on this team is Ben Barnes. For Ansonia, this is a team littered with sophomores and freshmen. I remember them last year playing the Raiders being littered with just freshmen. as Boisard cans the second free throw. It's 18-9. Raiders ahead of the Tigers. Tigers struggling with the inbound here. They get it up ahead. They get it to the sideline. Up across the timeline. Here comes the Raiders with that run and jump. Tigers wandering around the perimeter. They're up top. They get it into Evers, and they won't even get a shot off. Raiders lead 18-9 over the Ansonia Tigers. We'll step aside and come back with the second quarter of action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 8 minutes played. Rushi leads Ansonia 18-9. This is bonus coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com. Trying to get all our sponsors here at some point through this doubleheader here tonight. When the Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Ohio Avenue in Sydney provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services is here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our website at shelbycountyveterans.org. Or look for us on Facebook. You served our country. We're here to serve you. And just like the first quarter, another Ansonia Tiger turnover here. Raiders running the break. And Cooper Umberford gets the score off the nice assist from Cash Brogine, and the Raiders lead 20-9.
That was strong because he got hammered, and they didn't call it, but he got the shot off anyway.
And here come the Raiders with that run and jump. Tigers all out of sorts here. Schmidtmeyer gets it over to the corner on the inside. Spence trying to get it to Evers, and there's Cooper Umberford with his hands in the pie there again. Umberford up ahead to his senior classmate, Boisard, who kisses it high up off the glass, and it's a 13-point Raider advantage. Well, the Raiders really bring it on here early. Again, we said they lost 7 of their last 10 to end the season. And the Raiders going to force a jump ball here, and it's going to be another Ansonia Tiger turnover.
I thought I heard a chant from the Roosie side of the floor saying, "We want Richmond Heights." I'm not sure if I heard that or not. Probably
they're
not.
They're Division 6 again.
Probably not, yeah.
7:08 to go here in the first. Raiders with the 13-point advantage. Freshman Paxton Bixler will walk it up across the timeline here. It's over to the right side, Cash Grogine. Grogine has had a really good start to this game for the Raiders. Back up top, Grant Bergman, the left side to Paxton Bixler. Bixler looking for a teammate, gives out top on Umberforth on the right side to Bergman. Bergman gets it on the inside, flash by Michael Boisard. He goes up with the left hand and scores.
Wow.
Now the Raiders have got it going here.
That was terrific.
Scoop by Boisard again, who hadn't played the last two seasons. Decided to come out this year. And he's been a welcome surprise for the Rushi Raiders this year as the shot's off the mark by the Tigers. As Bergman looks to drive, loses the basketball, back out to Cooper Umberford. Looks to back his way down in the lane, goes up top to the left side to catch Scrogine. 6:15 till half. Raiders have opened it up to a 15-point advantage, 24-9. To the Ansonia Tigers. Make it 26-9. Grogine and Umberforth working again. A layup in by Umberforth. The Raiders lead by 17. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, and a great start for the Raiders. Even though it's a little sloppy at the beginning, it's a 26-9 advantage for the Rushi Raiders. Brandon Coverman, Chuck McPhee giving the action here from the Pickwa sectional, and an 8-0 run for the Raiders, Chuck, to start this quarter.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what Ansonia didn't need. They needed to hit a couple of baskets and feel like maybe they had the momentum, but now they're down 17. It's going to be tough for them to do any comeback.
And the Raiders trying to get a matchup with Franco Monroe, and the Raiders force yet another turnover as Bergman's fouled on receiving the pass. And again, I know last year when we did some of these games together, I had talked to you, I said this is really going to be a Shelby County WOAC kind of battle. And I know Pickwa talked about doing that to replace kind of a holiday tournament.
Right.
As Bixler's shot from 18 feet off the mark. Coppice with the rebound for the Tigers as he sprints up the floor quickly. Up in transition, and there's the score there for Carson Wiss as he gets the Ansonia Tigers in double figures this half. There's out front. The left side is Cash Grogene. Grogene looking, goes to the right side to Grant Bergman. And out top, looking for a teammate, gets out to Cooper Umberfirth, again the undisputed leader of this Raiders squad. It was really one of the only guy on the floor who got any type of playing time last year for the Raiders.
Yep.
And route to their state title. Speaking of Umberfirth, he takes a three from the corner, in and out. And the rebound goes down to Jacob McNutt, who's in the lineup here. For first-year head coach Josh Moore of Ansonia. Here comes Trayton Spence in the lane. And a little 4-0 run here for the Ansonia Tigers out of the timeout. They trail by 13. 26-13. Raiders ahead with 4:50 to go till halftime. Rutherford gets the pass forward, checks the screen, reverses course out top to Cash Grogene. Grogene on the elbow, back out top to Bergman. Bergman looking to drive on the inside, spins his way in the basket. A nice move with the left hand by the super sophomore Grant Bergman with his second bucket of the night. And the Raiders right away with that pressure. And Sonia, nice job breaking it. Nice little fake to the basket by Jacob Schmidtmeier, and he scores.
Nice Euro step right there.
And he completely faked out Michael Voisard, who bid on that. And a good move there by the Tigers. They played pretty well since that last timeout. Rufirth looking to dissect the lane here. Too hard on that one, and the follow-up by Boisard is also off the mark. And the Tigers up ahead quickly in transition. It's McNutt. It's out top to Schmidtmeier, trying to work his way on the inside with Bergman, and Bergman with about his third block shot here tonight. Here comes Grogene up ahead quickly, running the break all the way to the basket. Through the contact and scores. Man, they ain't calling anything at the rack tonight, but Grogene scores right through the contact.
They're not calling fouls, but boy, that was strong.
And for a little guy, too, at about 5'7", as Ansonia breaking this press now, and there's a bucket there by Jacob McNutt. Ansonia, now after kind of a slow start, has really picked it up on the offensive end.
They have. They just haven't figured out a way to stop Rushi yet.
30-17 our score with 3:16 to go until the halftime break. Here's Grogene. He'll take a foul line jumper. His shot's off the mark. Rebound goes down to Coppice. From the Tigers up ahead quickly. And again, the benefit off the misses is that you don't have to usually face that full court pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. You want them to miss so you can get the ball down the floor.
On the left side here, it's Schmidtmeier. Schmidtmeier looking to drive here against Grogene, trying to get it to Coppice on the inside. And the Raiders force a turnover. Try to run a little bit of a break here. Here comes Grant Bergman trying to go all the way to the basket, high off the glass. Count it and one for Grant Bergman.
Wow.
Just strong to the basket there. The Raiders have been, one thing they've done really well has been being tough through contact.
I haven't seen Rushi play for a while, and boy, has he improved. Bergman is just really having a nice first half.
Well, we're your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Laramie, has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves in the market. So we offer Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At the Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and Market Deli Sub Shop, which feature fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And on the other end is on Main Street is the North Laramie Drive-Thru, now Schaefer Drive-Thru. They've got your convenient go-to options at Schaefer Drive-Thru. Grab a cold sub at the new Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Laramie Drive-Thru. And don't forget to stop by and see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage is also new and located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. As Bergman going up trying to score here, over to Voisard off the miss, and he misses from point blank again. And support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the gas pumps. Always low prices, plus one penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. 32-17 Raiders ahead of the Ansonia Tigers here. Here in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. And the Raiders want to break up the pass here from the Tigers. The Tigers will take it out right in front of the Raiders fan section here. And lots of basketball to come here, of course, in the coming weeks on scoresbroadcast.com. We're all excited to bring you the action here, and Ansonia going to turn the basketball over. I think Spence thought he was going to be over and back there, and Cash Grogin high up off the glass. What a play there by Cash Grogin, who has had a superb first half for the Raiders.
Yeah, that was a good take, and he finally got the call because he got hammered the last time when he made it, and this time, boy, what a shot.
Boy, he's just taking that 5'7 stature of him and just put it a few more inches high up off the glass. And scored as he misses the free throw there. Raiders doubling up the Tigers at 34-17 here. Raiders going to force another turnover on the sidelines. Here comes Grogin again. Up ahead to Gubo, who loses the basketball right back. And the Tigers have got a break. Here comes Haney trying to stop in the lane. Shot off the mark. Rebound down to senior Ben Barnt. His shot's off the mark. And Haney pulls down the board for Rushi. Comes Carter Haney navigating his way in the lane, and another turnover. Both teams with some sloppy play here the last few possessions. And the Tigers up ahead. It's Kappas. Kappas will take the three from the right wing. Way too much on that. And Boisard will take down the rebound. It's Grogin. Goes to Gubo, who tries to swing it in the corner. It's saying Kyle Bachman saying it's tipped in. Yes, it is. It'll stay with the Raiders as Umberford returns to the lineup for Michael Boisard. There's a trying to get an inbounder here as Grogin will take it here. Two on the block, two in the corner here. They get it on the inside to Umberford. Out there to Carter Haney, who's going to fire the three, and he's off the mark with that one. He'll get his own rebound off the tip from Gubo. Back out on the left wing to Haney. Up top to Bergman. 1 minute to go till half. Raiders up by 17, 34-17. Ball in the corner back to Haney. He drives baseline here and steps in the short corner, but Kyle Bachman said he stepped on the line. Coach Devin Lindbergh saying, hey, a little bit of contact there. As started really calling more of those fouls as the Raiders has attacked the basket really well here in the first half. From the Tigers up ahead. Goes over to Kappas on the right wing. Back up top over to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer will take it out near the Indian logo. Back over to Ryder Sanders. And it's broken up momentarily by Grogin. But a foul is going to be called against the 5'7 junior. First team foul of the Raiders this quarter. As Michael Boisard will sub in for Cash Grogin. 10 points for the junior in this contest. Bounder here, Carson Wiss. And on the inside, the Raiders lost Kappas. And Kappas scores. He's got 9 this half. And Sonia's cut this down to a 15-point lead here. And 25 seconds to go here until the halftime break. Haney out on the right wing. Haney out top. Gets it over to Cooper Umberford. 15 seconds to go to the half. Comes Umberford out front. And there's going to be a foul by Barnt. That's going to send Umberford to the line. And a smart foul there by the Tigers.
Yeah, they had them out towards midcourt, 12 seconds to go in the half. I'm not sure what the foul was about.
So Barton will send Cooper Umberford to the line. Umberford, who has 8 points so far in the first half for the blue and gold. Our shots off the mark there by Umberford. And trying to go to the sectional finals are the Raiders. And took the little bit of the longer route here. Kind of forced to it being the 8th seed. And the first second free throw is also off the mark. Raiders have missed a couple free throws here in the first half. And have kept Ansonia somewhat not from being out of it yet. Here come the Tigers right at the horn. Schmidtmeyer trying to score on the layup. No good there. And at the horn, it's 34-19. As we've played 16 minutes, Raiders lead by 15. We'll step aside and come back with more here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Welcome back here on Scores Broadcast here, halftime. Rushi Raiders lead the Ansonia Tigers 34-19. Let's take a look at some of our first half numbers here, Chuck.
Well, if you look at the team stats, Rushi has a 19-10 rebounding advantage, 7-1 on the offensive boards. Rushi turned it 7 times. That's a little more than they would wanted to in the first half, but Ansonia turned it 13 times. The Tigers never went to the free throw line. Rushi missed all 4 in the second quarter, and they're 2-for-6 from the line. Individual scoring, Ansonia led by Graham Kappas with 9, and then all these young men have 2. Spence, McNutt, is it Wiss or Weiss?
Wiss,
and Schmidtmeyer, and Evers. So they scored 9, they scored 10 in the second quarter, 19 for the first half. Rushi led by Cash Grogene. He had 10. They got 8 from Umberforth. They got 6 each from Bergman and Voissard. They got 4 from Gubo. They scored 18 and 16 and lead at 34-19 at the half.
Well, of course, the Raiders, if they win, like I said, they will play Frank Monroe in a sectional final at 3:30 on Saturday, which would be a cool part of our broadcast schedule coming up here. Of course, you know, keep a lookout on our website here on scoresbroadcast.com. Off tomorrow night, but on Wednesday night, we're going to have the Anna girls who are taking on Miami East. That's a 6:55 airtime there for the Anna girls. And then on Thursday, the Anna boys will do the Anna boys against Miami East. That's a 7:25 airtime there. Then on Friday, the Fort Laramie boys taking on Mississinewa, a projected airtime of 6:55 there. And then Saturday, coming back with 2 games at 2 different locations, a 10:25 tip time there from Fort Laramie and Cedarville for the girls' side, and take a little bit of a break. And if Rushi can hang on here against Frank Monroe, we'll take on the game of Rushi and Frank Monroe. That would be a 2:55 airtime. Don't know if we'll be able to sneak in Jackson Center and Newton in that time frame. I think we possibly could, but, you know, it might be a little bit of a stretch here. They play at 2. So it might be a little bit of a stretch there.
Right. Yeah. Well, this, when you go to seven divisions, it's really hard, especially early, to get all the teams we like to cover. We just can't get to them. They play at the same time or close to.
And, of course, obviously you see the Jackson Center Tigers sitting here and scouting the Raiders here. And they'll take on Newton. So the Tigers were the seventh seed. The Indians were the sixth seed. That'll be an interesting battle on Saturday. And, of course, that team will take on either probably most likely Rushi or Franco Monroe. And I know Franco Monroe, by being around Rushi as much as I am, has been scouting the heck out of these Rushi Raiders for about the last week and a half, kind of figuring out what they've got. So it's going to be some really interesting matchups that we got coming up here. I also think those Anna boys and girls games are not going to be no slouch either, especially that girls game. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see what Rusty Allen's girls have got to show Miami East girls on Wednesday night for you and Jack down in Trotwood.
Yeah, that's, I'm looking forward to that one. That's going to be fun. That's a nice gym down there, too, at Trotwood.
Very nice. And, of course, in these seven divisions, of course, we're all, of course, talking about being spread out. Of course, we had the kind of experience there, the infancy of it last year. And, of course, in its second year now, of course, just getting more and more interesting. The girls' district finals on Saturday. The boys' district finals will be here the next following Saturday here at Piqua. So, of course, it's tournament time. Like I said, doesn't get any better than this.
This is what we do it for. We get through the regular season to be able to do the tournament.
And I think, you know, one of my old broadcast partners, Tony Hammonds, and I always have this talk around every time the same year, a little before Martin Luther King would say, it's the lull of January, it's the lull, it's the cold, but then it's all worth it for this time right here, right now.
Yeah, I would take a little another February thaw, because that was pretty nice last week, but I think it's coming again. But that's the best time. This is the best time of year.
Well, locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and bring banking services back to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. We're at halftime here at the Piqua Sectional, Division 7 sectional semifinal action here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bonus coverage here as the Rushi Raiders lead the Ansonia Tigers 34-19. We'll be back with the second half of action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we begin the second half of action here between Rushi and Ansonia. And the Raiders start with a steal in this second half. Cash closing right up ahead to Michael Loizard, and the Raiders will get a quick trip to the stripe. As there's a steal there by Cash Grojean. And Grojean played really, really well in that first half. Of course, had 10 points. That first half gets the steal and up ahead to Michael Boisard, the senior at the line, and gets that free throw to fall as the Raider lead is up to 16 at 35-19. Wizard three dribbles, dips the knees, fires, and connects. Raiders free throw percentage was 33% in that first half. A couple free throws buried there, and the Raiders lead up to a game-high 17 here, and the Raiders coming out with more full-court pressure of the Tigers. Tigers struggling with it. Up ahead, it's Ryder Sanders, gets around the pressure. Up ahead, over to Schmidtmeier. Schmidtmeier on the wing gets it into Coppice, and the Raiders just lost Coppice on the inside. But what a recovery by Grant Bergman. That's his fourth block of the game.
That was a layup. He came out of nowhere.
That was wide open, and the Tigers get that right back. They get a steal there. Raiders make a heck of a play by Cash Grojean to get a steal there. Here come the Raiders up ahead. Bixler to the right wing. Over to Bergman in the corner to Grojean. Short corner to Boisard on the inside. Wide open Bergman. He blew the point-blank layup. And we're kind of all over this first 55 seconds of the first half. From up ahead, bullying his way to the bucket. Nice move there by the sophomore, Jacob Schmidtmeier. And keeping this game within 15 points here for the Tigers. I'm kind of surprised the Tigers have stayed man-to-man this whole game. I was kind of wondering if they would go zone at any point.
Well, they're playing a little zone right now, and then they're matching up. So they're going to play in a matchup zone.
You see it now. It's not your traditional zone.
No.
Right wing is unreferred. Back to Bixler. Bixler in the corner on the left wing. Over to Cash Grojean. Grojean up top, it's Bixler to the right side to Umberford. Umberford looking to the middle, up top to Bixler. So back to the right wing, playing pitch and catch with Umberford. Back in the middle to Bergman. Bergman trying to back down, gets on the inside. Here comes Umberford to the basket. His shot's off the mark, and it's going to be Ansonia basketball. 6:07 to go here in the third quarter. It's 36-21. Rushi ahead of Ansonia here, of course, like I said a couple times in the first half, trying to get on to play the Franklin Rowe Jets in a sectional final. Raiders force a turnover there. Grojean tries to get it ahead to Umberford. The Raiders give it right back. As Ansonia still struggling with this pressure here. Tigers will inbound to the corner. Back up to Schmidtmeier. Schmidtmeier takes it to the sideline. He spins around the Raider defense. Back up over on the right side. Over to Coppice. Coppice through the contact. Kisses it high up off the glass. And the Tigers are not going away yet. They trail by 13.
Pretty good looking sophomore.
Very good looking sophomore. He's had a nice night. He's about at his season average. He's got 11 points here. Ball in the corner over to Umberford. On the inside to Bergman. Gives it out to Grojean. Grojean going to fire the three. Off the mark. No good. And there's Coppice with the rebound, and we got a jump ball. And there, the Ansonia fan is not like that.
Little late. It was a jump ball, but he should have blown the whistle about 8 seconds earlier.
It's going to stay Raider basketball here. They're going to have it right under their own basket here. It's Umberford trying to look in the corner to Bixler. It's out top. Bixler going to take the deep three. That's well off the mark. Didn't even hit the glass. As Michael Boisard stepped on the baseline, it's going to be Tiger basketball. There's kind of a sloppy 2.5 minutes out of the halftime break here. Ball in over to Jacob Schmidtmeier. Schmidtmeier will walk it up the floor here. Get it across the timeline here. Trying to look for a teammate here. Trying to look for Carson Wiss. Over to the right side. Back up top to Graham Coppice. Coppice dribbling to the left side. Back over to Ryder Sanders. Sanders gets around the defense here. Back to Coppice. Coppice going to take it. Foul line extended. Takes the jumper and cans it. And Sonia within 11 here. And not going away here yet is first-year head coach Moore's team. They trail 36-25 and have a 6-2 advantage over the Raiders here in the third quarter. Left side is Grojean. Gets on the inside to Grant Bergman. High up off the glass. Boisard gets the rebound. Up on the block, going up again, and he scores.
Wow.
I think Boisard got away with a little bit of contact there, but he scored and just threw it high up off the basket. And Boisard's quietly got 10.
He traveled, then he got fouled, and then he made a basket. That's a good play.
They're just going to deflect the basketball. It's going to stay with Ansonia. Pair of subs for the Raiders. Gubo and Haney into the lineup. Coming in for Ansonia's Trayton Spence. The Tigers will take it out here on the sideline. And it's in over to Jacob Schmidtmeier, and the Raiders trying that run and jump. It's been on and off, but it's worked more than not here tonight.
Yeah, they've got 16 turnovers against Ansonia,
which is right at the Tigers' season average on a game. And they might get about 17 there. Now they got to get it over the timeline here. They do, just in the nick of time. Over to Spence. Back to Coppice. Coppice on the right block. High up off the glass. And he scores again. Coppice has got 15. And Ansonia Tigers still within 11. Grojean up over to Haney. Back to Grojean. Getting instructions for first-year head coach Devin Lindbergh. To the left side to Gubo. It was 34-19 at one point. And it's been an 8-4 Tiger advantage here in the third quarter. So they've kind of slowed the Raiders down here a bit. Raiders work to the corner to Haney. Haney in the middle to Bergman. Bergman's shot is up and in for the sophomore Grant Bergman. He's got 8. The Raider lead stretches back out to 13.
Boy, he just got a nice smooth delivery. I like that.
Raiders very balanced here tonight. 3 guys in double figures already. About got a 4th with Cooper or Umberforth, and we got a timeout here by Ansonia. 40-27. Raiders lead the Tigers with 3:20 to go here in the third. We'll step aside and come back for more action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 3:09 to go here in the third quarter. Rushi leads Ansonia by the score of 40-27 here in the opening round of Division 7 basketball. Welcome to Tigers. It's Graham Coppice with the basketball. 15 points for the super sophomore. Coppice trying to look on the insider. Gets it to Schmidtmeier in the lane, and he scores. What a third quarter it has been for the Tigers. Just hanging around, trying to threaten the Raiders here. Of course, if you can get it under 10, you're going in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
That's your goal here if you're Ansonia. Haney wide open from the left wing. This is the shot, and we got a foul going against Grant Bergman. And the Tigers got the basketball back with the opportunity to strike to get within 10. And Haney's been open for a couple threes. He's a very good three-point shooter and hasn't hit one of them just yet.
No, both of them are right on the rim, but he hadn't had anything to drop. You need, once he sees one go in, that's what shooters need to do.
Tigers get the basketball in. Here comes Schmidtmeyer navigating his way to the middle of the floor. Backing up, looking, trying to get up the floor. Gets it up ahead here over to number 12, Wiss. It's being guarded by Grojean. This gets it up on the elbow to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer looking to drive against Haney. Up top, gives it up over to Bent Bart. Bart in the corner, gives it up over to Wiss. Was trying to go, but he gets it stolen by Grant Bergman. Bergman up ahead. Bergman looking to run the break. The sophomore getting his way to the glass, and that shot is tipped in on the follow-through there by Maddox Scubo. Nice play by the senior.
Wow. I don't know how he got that up over the rim.
I didn't know if it was going to be about a bit of goaltending there for a hot second.
It was
very close. And the Raiders lead 42-29 with a minute 49 to go here in the third quarter.
He needs to dunk that, though, not just tip it in.
There's out front Grojean working in the Ansonia Tigers area. Forces a loose ball. Raiders jump on the sideline for it. Nice play there by Bergman. Gets it up ahead to Umberford in the lane, and he's fouled. It'll go to the line for two. We're a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work close with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and our school's athletics teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. Through ScoresBroadcast.com, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its efforts to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply here in Minster for nearly 50 years and one of the many organizations that helps make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Well, Offerford hits the first free throw for the Raiders. Raiders have led by as much as 17. You thought the Raiders were going to put it away here kind of in the third quarter, but Ansonia has just hung around as Umberford cans the second free throw. Fourth different Raider in double figures now. Here comes Coppice up ahead quickly. Count it. And one. Graham Coppice continues his magnificent night here for the Tigers.
17.
And I think, man, obviously we talk about these Raiders aren't the team that they've been the last couple of years, but then they're pressured when they haven't slowed these guys down. They haven't really recovered either. They haven't slowed them down, and Coppice in the forecourt has got some good looks at the hole.
Yeah, if they don't haven't been turning them, they've been doing a good job of running their offense against Rushi.
44-31, our score here. There's ahead of the Tigers. Left side, it goes to Maddox Scubo. We're looking for a teammate. Back out top to Umberford. To the right side to Paxton Bixler. Bixler looks to drive up top to Boisard to Haney. Haney trying to look for a teammate to post up to. Calling for a teammate, gives it back to Umberford. To the right wing to Paxton Bixler. He works his way through the lane. The freshman shot is short. Rebound by Umberford. Back out to Gubo. Up top to Michael Boisard. Boisard gives it back to Bixler. 48 seconds to go left in the third period. Bixler to the left side. It goes over to Maddox Scubo. Scubo looking to drive against Schmidtmeyer, and there's going to be a foul out front called on the Tigers. A third team foul. It's going to go against Schmidtmeyer. It'll be his third. He also got, by the way, Graham Coppice playing with four fouls as well. That's what it says up on the board there. And I guess when you're in tournament time, you just got to say, hey, you're down 13, you're the underdog.
Yep.
No, got to keep
I don't think you can sub him.
Just try to get it in. They get it into Bixler on the left wing. Bixler being harassed there by Sanders. And he'll back it out here. See the Raiders try to hold for the last shot. And Coach Lindberg giving that signal to his senior leader, Cooper Umberford. On the right side to Bixler. Bixler looking to drive. Bixler gets it on the inside to Umberford. He's doubled as soon as he takes the dribble in the corner. Cash Grojean is going to let it fly. Bullseye! Cash Grojean buries a triple from the left corner. He's been the Raiders leader tonight. He's got 13 points. comes Schmidtmeyer on the give and go on the inside. Shot well off the mark. Here comes Bergman. A couple seconds to work for the Raiders. Bergman at the horn. The three-pointer is off the mark. No good. And Raiders and Tigers trade blows there in that third quarter, but the Raiders get the one-point edge in the third quarter. They lead 47-31. We'll step aside with the final 8 minutes of regulation here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 47-31. The Raiders lead the Ansonia Tigers. You would have thought after that third quarter that the Raiders didn't outscore the Tigers by one there, but they did. And Cash Garuchin gets a steal. He misses the pressure, contested layup, but Michael Voisard is right there to clean it up. He's got a dozen tonight. Nice play by the senior, and another steal by the junior, Cash Grogian, who has been superb again tonight for first-year head coach Devin Lindberg.
Yeah, he's had a terrific game.
On the inside there, it's Evers. His shot's off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Grant Bergman. Bergman up ahead, short corner. It's Umberford. Back out top to Grogian. Grogian up top, being worked here now by Connor Riffle, who is in the lineup here, and the Raiders going to throw that one right into their own crowd. And that one right back over here.
In his defense, the fan was open.
And Raiders again just trying to hold on to get to that sectional final matchup with Franco Monroe Saturday. Of course, you can see the Rushi girls and boys share that same date as the Tigers travel to turn it back over. Again, some of these problems we're going to run into the next two Saturdays with seven divisions, guys and girls playing at the same time.
What are you going to do?
It's, you know, some of the schools like Laramie will run into that as well. They're just going to sit out top and just going to play a little pitch and catch, force the Tigers to come out of this zone here. We've got Fixler, Umberforth, and Grogene daring the Tigers to come out, and here they do. Try to attack the Raiders. Here comes Fixler on the left wing. Being harassed here in by Jake Pierre, who's in the lineup. Seeing some new faces to start this fourth quarter for the Ansonia Tigers. On the inside, it's Umberford, who gets it to Michael Voisard. Nice display of passing there between the two seniors, and it results in a Raider bucket.
That was an excellent pass.
Left side, it's Evers trying to pull his way against Voisard to the basket. Up top, goes over to Jake Pierre. Pierre on the inside, working his way. Up top, it's broken up there by Voisard. Voisard gets on the floor, and Evers tried to go for it. He stepped on the sideline, and it'll be Raider basketball.
And they're up 20 points, and they're still diving on the floor after loose balls. I'm impressed by the Raiders.
I think that's one thing to talk about Coach Lindberg. He talked about what he likes about coaching here. As he said, you don't have to, you know, you still have to coach kids hard, but you don't have to beg them to play hard.
Right.
And that's one of the things I think a lot of people love about coaching around Shelby County.
Oh, it's been his tradition at Rushi. They've been watching great basketball, and they want to be that too.
Shot by Voisard, no good on the inside. Here comes Kappas in the forecourt. Up ahead, shot off the mark there by Spence. The rebound comes down to Cooper Umberford. Umberford up ahead, gets the easy pass, draws to the defender, and dishes it off to Grant Bergman. He's got 10 points here tonight. Five different Raiders, I believe, in double figures now. Four now.
Has six. We need to get him off the snide here.
There's a foul on the floor that's going to go against Grogene. First Raider team foul. They lead 53-31 with 5:18 remaining here. As it's looking more evident that they're going to advance to that sectional final Saturday against the Franklin Monroe Jets. And again, I want to keep track of it. You know, the Shelby County versus the WOAC. Are we going to keep racking up the wins against the WOAC here in the following weeks and years of this seven-division format? Of course, Fort Laramie will get Mississittawa as there's a layup by Coppice, who's got 19 now. So out front. Wixler weaves his way around the defense. Back over to Gubo. He's going to take a three-pointer from the right wing. His shot's off the mark. And Coppice is there with the rebound. In the short corner, it's Riffle. Riffle over to the corner. Back to Coppice. Out front over to Treyton Spence. 4:41 to go. Raiders with a 20-point lead, 53-33. Ahead on the inside, Spence to the basket. His shot falls. Nice shot for the sophomore, Treyton Spence. And we got a timeout here by Coach Devin Lindberg. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:28 to go. Raiders with an 18-point lead over the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bonus coverage here of boys sectional basketball here at Pickwick-Garbury Gymnasium. 53-35, the Rushi Raiders lead the Ansonia Tigers. And these Tigers are playing hard till the end here. As they force a turnover here of Rushi on the inside here. It's Pierre going up against Paxton Bixler. And Bixler going to get a rare block. Back out front on the right wing, that three-pointer is buried by Connor Riffle, and it's still only a 15-point game. Bears have not been able to bury these Tigers yet. Bears up ahead, the Tigers pressuring, Boisard up ahead, and that's an easy layup for Cooper Umberforth here as the Tiger desperation increases with the game clock winding down here. Comes the Tigers up ahead quickly. Got to get that 2 points back, and they do. Up ahead there is Jake Pierre with the bucket. Tigers break the pressure again. Wide open, it's Michael Boisard who lays it in and just trading blows as the clock continues to wind with 3:13 to go. Raiders lead 57-40. Tigers up ahead to the left side. Working on the inside there, it's Schmidtmeyer, and there's a foul. Count it, and one for Jacob Schmidtmeyer. And dang, Ansonia's playing hard until the end.
I like that call. He took that way too far under the rim, and that was a good block call.
Gotta appreciate the Tigers' hard play throughout this game. It's a 15-point lead early on for the Raiders, and pretty much Ansonia could have said die, and the Raiders almost turned it over, but Coach Devin Lindberg got a timeout. And we'd like to remind you that Sydney Frisches has never left. Frisches is still here in Sydney and is going strong on Michigan Avenue just west of I-75. We are as popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisches favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. the iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy hot onion rings, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and an outstanding hot fudge cake. Pumpkin pie is served right through the Christmas holidays at Frisch's in Sydney. Don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar is open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends and 7 to 11 on weekdays. And Frisch's in Sydney is still open until 10 p.m. on weekends until 9 on weeknights. More popular than ever is Frisch's new dinner menu that features spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, and chicken pot pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still going strong here in Sydney with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Well, the Raiders coming out of the timeout with the lead here. We get a little bit of a lob action here, and Grant Bergman lays it in and keeps this lead at 17 for the Raiders.
And Sonia's press not nearly as effective as Rushi's.
Top the shot by Kappas is blocked. Kappas has been outstanding tonight with a 19-point lead, or a 19-point game for him. Let's go to the left block to Grant Bergman. He is fouled and will go to the line for two. He's a sophomore with 12 points, one of four Raiders in double figures here tonight, along with Boisart, Umberfirth, and Grogi. As Ansonia starting to wave the white flag and subbing their teams out. Only one senior on this team, and that's Ben Barnes. And you'll be all smiles with super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram on West Main and Fort Laramie. Customer pricing and financing always. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Chryslers, Dodge, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. And see them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-R-E-S, Inc.com. There are a couple missed free throws there, and another foul here going against the Tigers. It'll be Cooper Umberford at the line here. Umberfirth at the line, and his first free throw is off the mark.
They only shoot free throws well in the odd number quarters, first and third, second and fourth. They've been terrible.
You know, I'm going to ask you this. You've seen a lot of good games, but you've also seen a lot of blowouts, obviously, this first round.
Yeah.
Is it hard for, I know Roosh is an 8 seed in this, but is it hard to get kind of focused for these kind of games?
Well, it is after you play hard and get the lead. Yeah, then you just want to get it over with as a coach. The players are having fun.
And Umberford splits from the line. 60-42, Raiders lead with 2:08 to go here in the contest as Umberford's fouled. Leaving backcourt there. That's the third team foul against the Tigers.
I think they can stop fouling. I don't think they're going to come back from their 18-point deficit.
And again, credit the Tigers. They played hard, again, for being
they
in
have,
that 16.
Absolutely.
16 spot as Raiders break that press easily, and Cooper Umberford with the lay-in. He's got 15 now, which is a team high, surpassing Cash Brogine's 13. And I'm sure Coach Lindberg excited to get a win over his old school. So Raiders force a turnover here. Here comes Haney in the lane. His teardrop is up and in as Carter Haney cracks the tournament box score.
Tough shot.
64-42, Raiders ahead here. As the Raiders clearing out their bench here, it's a full timeout. 64-42, Raiders lead with a minute 33 to go here on scorespodcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, opening night of the sectional tournament here, Division 7 at Garbury Gymnasium here at Pickwell High School. The Rushi Raiders lead the Ansonia Tigers 64-42 as the Raiders are going to advance to face the Franklin Monroe Jets in the sectional final here on Saturday. We're going to have three Shelby County WOAC matchups here. All teams that were rated higher than the Shelby County team here. So honestly, as we got some players playing in for the first time, as Julius Monin is going to get the varsity bucket here for the Raiders. We'll see. Does the Shelby County go 3-0 Friday and Saturday against the WOAC? And you're nodding your head yes. I think there's a good chance.
There's one team in the WOAC, and they don't have to play them yet.
I'll give you two. I'll give you Preble Shawnee.
Okay.
They did beat Botkins.
I forgot about them.
Those are the two main teams that have really paced the WOAC. And
yeah. Tri-Village has just been good for a few years now.
68-42, Raiders lead with another bucket as freshman Eli Shappy checks in the lineup. But yeah, that's, again, one of the things people have said, and I haven't been a fan of the expansion of seven divisions, but one thing, like I said, I have enjoyed is showing the strength of our league here in the Shelby County.
Yeah, absolutely.
Playing out the remaining seconds here, Raiders turn over the ball. Again, a lot of games coming up here on scoresbroadcast.com. And it's Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, and all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style your smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Ann Turner, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicap accessible. Yes, 40 years at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. 8 seconds here as it ticks down, and the final is 60-42. Raiders ahead of the Ansonia Tigers here tonight as they're going to count the basket there at the end. And I think
I don't know what that was.
They had the score. I guess it'll be the final now. So Raiders are going to run out the remaining clock here. But Ben Barnes scored, and I think they had the timeout clock. That's what they had. They're going to keep the score up there for Barnt, the senior. He'll score his last points of his high school career. This will do it here. The Rushi Raiders defeat the Ansonia Tigers 68-44. We'll step aside and wrap things up here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegebusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Rushi Raiders defeat the Ansonia Tigers 68-44 here in the opening round of sectional basketball here And Chuck, let's take a look at some of our final numbers here.
Well, something you don't see very often. Ansonia went to the free throw line twice, missed them both. Rushi was 7 of 14, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, 4 for 4 in the third quarter, so that's 6 for 6, 1 for 8 in the even quarter. So they need to pick up that up. Graham Kappas, 19 points, had a terrific game. Jacob Schmidtmeyer ended up with 8 for Ansonia. I'm going to go with Graham Kappas as my Sour Mugs player of the game for the Tigers. On the other side, a lot of scoring. 16 for Michael Voisard, 15 for Cooper Underfirth, 13 for Cash Grojean, and 12 for Grant Bergman. And I'm going to go with Cash Grojean as my player of the Sour Mugs player of the game for Rushi.
Of course, Sour Mugs and West Milton and New in the Pickwell Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, Rooster Raiders defeat the Ansonia Tigers 68-44 and we'll face Franklin Rowe on Saturday. Of course, you know, keep a look at our schedule here coming up here. A lot of games coming up here. We'll be back in action here. Jack and Chuck, you guys will have the call down Wednesday at Trotwood, Anna versus Miami's girls. And then on Thursday night, we'll do the boys' version of it. 7:25 tip for the Anna Miami East boys on Thursday. Again, the girls will be a 6:55 airtime with Anna and Miami East girls. And then on Friday, We have Fort Laramie taking on Mississinewa with a 6:55 airtime there. And then come back Saturday, we'll be in two different locations. The Fort Laramie girls are going to be taking on Cedarville at airtime at 10:25. And then we'll come back here to Pickwick Garbury Gymnasium for Rushi and Franklin Row, airtime 2:55. And just like we say, Chuck, it's best time of the year to be a basketball fan in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. This gym has just been special to me. I coached here forever, and just coming back here is so much fun.
Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Thanks to all our listeners out there. The Rushi Raiders defeat the Ansonia Tigers 68-44. For Chuck McBee, I'm Brandon Coverman saying good night, everyone.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Laramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.